back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is good to be with you this Friday morning, Valentine's Day as well, February 14th. Joining me in studio for a quick interview this morning, the missionaries who are preparing for going through orientation this week for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They have been training for quite a while, actually. Last couple of weeks, they've been preparing and getting ready to go serve in various places around the globe. And so joining me in studio this morning, Pastor Dale Castor. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
It's good to have you in studio. Now, tell us a little bit about some of the training that you've been doing here in the orientation at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod International Center, and then we'll talk about where you're going.
Okay. So far these last 2 weeks, we've been dealing with a lot of things that we need to know in order to stay in touch with the Synod's home office and how to just kind of, you might say, do business. But we've also been talking a lot about how to get into the culture and how to bring the gospel to other people in the countries to which we're going.
So that's probably a lot of different things. Some of it's reading, I'm sure, and discussion, but probably a lot of interactive stuff, I would think.
Yes, we've done a lot of fun interactive stuff. We even did some fun stuff. We went down to Holy Trinity down in Soulard, and we were there. We had had some teaching on how to take good pictures for our newsletters.
Oh, sure.
And so we spent some time trying to take good shots in the church.
Yeah.
Because we'll be in, you know, those situations where we want to take pictures, but then we went to Soulard Market where we were able to just take pictures of kind of candid things, and it was pretty neat. So we've had a good experience both at the desk with you know, learning as well as just kind of practical stuff too.
Wonderful. Now tell us, where are you preparing to go and serve?
I will be going to Ghana in West Africa, and I'm going to be working with the seminary, but in a deployed way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to actually be going to Tamale, which is city in the northern part of Ghana, and I'll be working with evangelists so that we can train them, give them a little more training so that we can ordain them as pastors.
Wow. So you'll be doing theological education then.
That's right.
Wonderful.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about your background. Tell us about your education, your background, your history as a pastor.
I was, always wanted to be a pastor, and I kind of grew up playing pastor even. My mother loves to tell stories like that. And I went off to college. I kind of had a little bit of a rebellious streak, and I went to Penn State. I said, I'm not going to be a pastor. But I think I was there less than 6 weeks, and I called up my parents and said, hey, what do you think if I went to college for eight years? My father said, yeah, right. I said, no, I'm thinking about going into the ministry, and they were very much supportive of me. So I went through Bronxville and finished there, my undergraduate, and then I went to Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis and had my education there. I've served three parishes, one on the Jersey Shore for 5 years, and then I helped plant a brand new mission in Jacksonville, Florida for the English District, and then I went from there back to New Jersey, but to the Philadelphia region to work with Martin Luther Chapel and Christian School, and then the Lord saw fit to call me to the mission field.
Wow. So now you're preparing to go over to Ghana to be a theological educator. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to in your time there?
You know, I love to build relationships. It's, to me, the central aspect of ministry. You can't share Christ with people if you don't get to know them and love them and care for them. And I'll be working with these gentlemen who already know the Lord, but they need to know our church a little better. And I think that one of the great aspects I'm looking forward to is just getting in the country and getting to know these people, loving them, caring for them, treating them like brothers and sisters in Christ.
What do you anticipate being most different for you, you know, spending most of your time here in the United States now, packing up and moving to northern Ghana, what do you anticipate will be most different?
You know, we're leaving most everything behind. We're packed up some pots and pans and some clothes, and so we'll not have all the sort of creature comforts we're used to. It's a hot country, you know. I'm not sure we'll even have air conditioning over there, to be honest with you. But as they jokingly say, where we're going, it's a dry heat. So, you know, We spent a lot of time in Florida, so we're used to humidity. So, you know, that'll be a little different. And just being away from our kids are all grown up and they live in Jacksonville, Florida. And our mothers both live there. And that will be hard, I think, mm-hmm. getting away from family. And our grandson, too. We love our grandson. So,
very good. So you'll be spending all those holidays and other times away from family then.
Yeah, matter of fact, my wife and I, we were just talking this past Christmas, like, what is Christmas like in Ghana? We have no idea. Do they put up trees? Do they decorate? We don't know. We packed one small creche to go with us. That's all that we're taking as far as Christmas decorations.
Very good. Now, you mentioned your wife will be traveling with you as well. What are her thoughts? When you first started talking about serving as a missionary, what were her thoughts on that?
She was very supportive and still is. She's a fantastic pastor's wife. She just supports me. She is, you know, that picture of Aaron holding up Moses' hand. She really does. She does a fantastic job of taking care of me and helping support me. She's looking forward to it. She likes to travel too. And we'll just, you know, work it out. You know, it's going to be a different culture, different way mm-hmm. of going, but we'll work it out under God's grace and we'll just put it in his hands.
Well, this afternoon here at the International Center at 2:00 is the official sending service of our missionaries.
Right.
And do you have a time frame when you expect to arrive in Ghana?
My goal is to leave here May 1st. We'll see. Not sure when we're finally at that point where we're funded. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Where we're funded the way we should be, mm-hmm. and also we have all the other things kind of in place. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you got to do, you know, shots and background checks mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff. So we're hoping to be there by the beginning of May.
Very good. Well, in your preparations, do you have what other work do you have to do to prepare to go to Ghana?
You know, excuse me.
Sure. That's okay.
Sorry. Part of it is what I just alluded to. I mean, there's all this stuff. I mean, Ghana requires a police background check for us and mm-hmm. fingerprinting and stuff like that. So we have all of those sort of mundane things to do to get ready to go. On a theological level, I'm trying to read through a number mm-hmm. of books that will be helpful, and they deal with how to do cross-cultural ministry and how to be prepared to live cross-culturally. So I have that to do, as well as going out and making visits and sharing with people what we're doing. Matter of fact, I'd love it. If anybody wants me to come, would love to come to any place. And in order to get a hold of me, all they have to do is, do you mind if I get my email?
That's fine, sure.
Email me at dale.caster, it's K-A-S-T-E-R, at lcmsintl.org. If they contact me, I would love to come and share with them our mission and ministry and encourage them to partner with us in prayer, financial. It'd be wonderful.
Wonderful. Reverend Dale Caster, preparing to serve as missionary in Ghana. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time. We appreciate your time. I know you've got to dash off to meetings and continue your orientation. So thanks so much for being our guest
this
morning.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate it.
God's blessings to you and all the missionaries who are preparing to head out in the coming months. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll join together to study God's Word right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.